Arizona's three public universities are all seeking an increase for in-state tuition after two straight years of no changes to the cost to attend. All three public universities are looking to increase rates by between 2.5% and 3.5% for in-state undergraduate students beginning next year. Last year, the Arizona Students Association launched a ballot initiative called the As Nearly Free as Possible Act, which would mandate the state pay 50% of the real costs of public college, paid for by a 2% increase in the state's corporate income tax. Cesar Aguilar, the executive director of that group, joins us now to discuss the proposed changes from universities, as well as the status of the initiative, which is still collecting signatures. Hi there, Cesar.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. So let me first off just sort of get your general reaction to these requests from ASU, NAU, and the U of A for tuition increases for in-state undergraduate students for next school year.
Yeah, a little correction too about our ballot initiative is it only increases corporate taxes if the state doesn't fund 50%.
Ah, okay.
From the general fund.
Thank you for that clarification. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. So what do you make of the requests from the universities?
I mean, we're seeing it across the board with everything, right? The cost of living is increasing dramatically. It was no surprise that this was going to happen, especially coming out of a pandemic. The Arizona Students Association is strongly against this, and students have already been speaking out about this. We've had, you know, students, just regular students, writing op-eds on the state press, writing about this on their social media, and students are outraged about what's going on here.
Does it make it any easier to stomach, given that the universities, given everything going on with state funding and with extra costs incurred by the pandemic, they haven't really raised the tuition for in-state undergrads for a couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, so since 2008, this has been an issue that's been ongoing, and it's not something you can blame the universities, and we really try not to blame the universities, and we tell students, you know, you can't really blame the university when it's the state. These are public universities, and they need to be funded by the state. The state is just not prioritizing funding it, and that's why this Nearly Free as Possible Act was something that we started, because we need an investment from the state to make sure that higher education here in Arizona is affordable.
So I want to ask you about the initiative in just a moment, but I'm curious what you're hearing from, other folks at the universities about, 2.5% to 3.5%. I think for a lot of folks, I think, that's fairly low, but what are you hearing from students about what kind of impacts they might feel because of that?
Yeah. So luckily enough, NAU and U of A have a tuition pledge program. And so students who are already enrolled in these universities won't see a tuition increase. They are going to see some fee increases, and they're going to see some other things go up. But this is really going to hit the new incoming freshman students. And then for ASU students will see a tuition increase, and they'll see these mandatory fee increases as well. Students are upset. 2% doesn't sound like a lot, but for ASU students, when you see an increase in 4 years, because ASU is already predicting that they're going to keep increasing tuition over these next 4 years, you know, that adds up to 6% over the 4 years. And so 6% is a lot of money when you're talking about thousands of dollars.
So you referenced the As Nearly Free as Possible Act. I want to ask you sort of where you are at this point. Like, are you on track to collect enough signatures to get that on the ballot this fall?
Just like everything else, it's been a very slow start. Students are just getting back. Students are just coming out. But we are getting a lot of tensions. Faculty is talking about it. We've had students collect signatures at the U of A, and faculty was coming out of a meeting, and they were just talking about, budget cuts within their department, and they all signed it. So this isn't just something that students are interested in. These are something that's impacting students. You know, these three universities are impacting these college towns, and it's a big economic factor. Trying to keep costs down is the best way to go, and making sure that, we can keep faculty on payroll, making sure that they can still stay and keep their jobs. things are getting harder on everyone, and we understand that as students. It's getting harder on students as well. But, you know, this is really impacting low-income students the most. It's the cost of living, like I said, is impacting them. Their bucks are going up. Their fees are going up. Their tuition is going up. The one thing I will say is that U of A did a really good job of in their proposal is that students that are taking less than 12 credits will actually see a discount on tuition. Mm. They won't be paying what it used to cost per credit, and that's something that's really big, because we are seeing that after the pandemic, students are not enrolling full time. This is something that will help low income students who are going to college and they're taking one or two classes just because that's something they could afford. So we do like that, and we hope to see that across the state. And push on more things similar to that.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. That is Cesar Aguilar, Executive Director of the Arizona Students Association. Cesar, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.